Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Fans and a Pro. Deuce McAllister and Jeff Nowak here joining you from 4 to 6. Give us a call at 504-260-1870 or shoot us a text at the WWL text line as we chat a little bit more. Before we went to break, we talked about the we were talking about the Ole Miss Miami Fiesta Bowl. Wanted to get your thoughts on this Oregon-Indiana that game, and it's technically what the Sugar Bowl, if I remember correctly, and then you know a Peach Bowl, Sugar Bowl was here in New Orleans. It's technically the Peach Bowl, and then the finals will be down in Miami on the 19th. But I just want to get your thoughts on this the matchup tonight.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's you know, anytime you have a quarterback matchup like this, it's going to be a game. I will say, like, the college football playoff has a problem with blowouts in semifinal matchups. We didn't get one last night, and I don't know. I kind of feel like this is the Hoosiers' year. You watch.
Do you feel a blowout, or you feel it's not going to be a close game?
I mean, what's the difference?
I mean, 10 points. 10 points. I still feel it's close.
I like Indiana. I think Fernando Mendoza is just operating at a high level.
Yeah.
You know, and you give a guy like that extra time to prepare. And I think that's always a big factor in these matchups is, you know, you're not going week to week, right? Like, you got time to kind of figure this all out.
But with their last game only being last week, I mean, it's a seven-day split right now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, a seven-day split. But what's interesting is they can go back and look at – this is not a I don't want to call it – basically a common opponent, because you can go back and look at that first matchup.
You already had.
You can look at that first matchup. But what's interesting to me maybe the lack of running ability. I know there's a couple of questionable key players for Oregon. How about this? They may only have two true tailbacks available. And of that two true tailback, one is a true game time decision. They moved two defensive players from last week. Two guys that were on defense to the offensive side of the ball.
So you're saying that's not a good thing?
Well, do you know one guy that left Tulane that is redshirting now, or took a, you know, basically a redshirt this year?
Yes.
Guess what position he plays?
Running back.
And one of the issues was he couldn't get snaps. You know, couldn't get snaps. And whether it was whatever happened, you know, whatever happened, he wasn't involved early on. And so he wanted to take a redshirt. And that is a position where – they have two true tailbacks available tonight, and one is a true game-time decision for Oregon. And they literally moved two defensive players, I think one played safety and one linebacker. They played, obviously, the tailback position in high school, and they have practiced this past week with the running backs.
It's interesting. I guess, you know, this is something I don't know. Are you allowed to say, hey, I don't want that redshirt anymore, I want to play in the college football playoff, or does that mean you're just done?
Like, no, because – no, I think the relationship soured so bad that I don't even think that because you can. So with so many opt-outs happening earlier, you know, not just this year, but in the past, the NCAA allowed for that redshirt year or guys that normally would not be available to not count.
Interesting.
So guys that, you know, playing in the playoffs or even a bowl, it doesn't put you over your limit. So how about this? Let's say you got a guy that you redshirt and played four games, and you make it, he could possibly get what, three more games,
right,
as a freshman, and still be considered a redshirt.
And it's a bummer because, you know, I think Tulane could have used Mekhi this year.
Yeah. I mean they still had some pretty good backs, but sure, I think an overall picture, if he's available, I think you'll use him 100%. But I mean, one of the biggest stages, a guy like with his talent, not possibly or not being available, definitely hurts that Oregon matchup. And I'm kind of like you. When I looked at it and just digging into it, the average age of that Indiana roster is 23 years old.
It's wild.
23. The average age of the guys that are playing are mostly fifth-year seniors on that roster. And so, yes, they do play some young guys. I'm not taking it away. But just like you talked about, from a being a mature player, it's not even close. It's not even close. And so they have a good system in place as far as a coaching system and a staff, but they have older players. And so for them, it's about just going out and executing. You know exactly what you're going to get.
You know, I have a question for you, and I'm curious, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Do you think Tyler Shough, his success this year, and even Bo Nix last year, you know, Michael Penix was 24 when he came to the league. Do you think teams are going to start erring a little more toward, hey, we don't need to bring in the 21, 22-year-old kid. Like, it almost seems better off to let them take a little bit more time in college and develop. Even like a Carson Beck, I think he's in like year 6 or 7.
Yeah.
You know, and suddenly that doesn't feel like a disadvantage as much as people want to play it out, right?
I mean. But you want my honest opinion?
Yeah.
No, give me the young hot guy just because I can get a couple more years out of him. I can get a couple more years out of him, particularly if I've got a roster that I feel like that he can come in and I'm a quarterback away. An older guy helps me because he's been there, done that. I don't have to worry about him off the field in a sense. And then some of the looks he's already seen, he should have plenty of experience in those systems. But if I got a guy that, you know, he's got that it, I want that younger guy.
The counterpoint, if you got a guy who comes in is ready to contribute right away and you don't have to wait that 2-3 years development time, you get to take advantage of that rookie scale contract. And that's a cheat code.
It is definitely a cheat code. And you'll see a lot more teams probably going that route if they like the prospect.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking top 3 in the draft, that's one thing. If you're talking second round.
Correct.